Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. It's the Christmas season, the time of year that celebrates God's goodness showing up in our lives. Of course, we'd like to see that goodness more often than once a year. And this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at ways we can do that. Yesterday, we saw that the Bible recommended trusting God rather than our own understanding. Today, we'll look at something similar and just as important. What is it? Not getting stuck on the standard human ways and means for experiencing goodness. The Christmas story in the Bible makes this plain in a couple ways. For instance, think about Mary, Christ Jesus' mother. She may not have seemed to be the most likely candidate for divine goodness and for everything that happened to her. But she was willing to look beyond what's considered normal, and she was willing to trust the divine messages she was getting, telling her that great goodness was possible, despite the fact that circumstances would say it was impossible. And then there were the three wise men who came to see Jesus at his birth. They were following a star, symbolic of divine light and guidance. But they thought they should stop and ask King Herod for directions. That could have had disastrous results, although it may have seemed humanly smart. But they opted to just follow God's guidance and were led right to divine goodness. Human ways and means have their place, but may we all be open to leaving them behind to follow God's guidance and to see His goodness appearing in our lives regularly, even if in unexpected ways. Amen.